Blog Talk Radio.
Inner Sight, Mad or Glad, Monday. Hello, everybody, and thank you for listening. Greatly appreciate that. This show dedicated and brought to you by the Day for Milton, May 19th at the Brewery Hall, 14 Station Road in Bellport, New York. We will have a day for Milton, the guide dog that was killed last summer at the service dog school here on Long Island. And it's going to be a beautiful, beautiful day. I want to thank Michelle Charlesworth, my dear friend for many years. And yes, it is the Michelle from ABC News. Michelle Charlesworth, for sending out a personal tweet about Milton to her friends.
Yes.
We greatly appreciate that, and we've gotten over 1,200 responses on that. So thank you, Michelle. And we all know
yes.
that you have a great love for the disabled and for justice.
Mm-hmm.
Inner Sight. And you know, one of the things that really makes me mad, you hear it every day in the news. Heard it today regarding they want to regulate the TikTok.
Oh, yeah?
And, yeah, because it's supposed to be some kind of security danger or something. And then there was some other company, something to do with, I forget what it was, Facebook or something.
Oh,
but,
Meta?
You know,
Meta,
yeah.
M-E-T-A?
Meta,
Meta,
yeah.
Yeah.
They changed the name, yeah. But, you know, you never hear they're going to do something like that for the disabled, you know?
No.
You never hear that too much money is being wasted on nursing homes, that it would be better and easier for a person to stay in their own home, you know? You never hear about that. You hear everything else but us. And you never hear, how about regulations for these service dog schools? I mean, in the midst now of this tragedy of Milton, deliberate killing,
mm-hmm.
that they try to pass off as an accident. You know, that makes them 1,000 times worse.
I agree.
You know. So, where are the politicians on that? You know, I'm sure that this woman who passed away, Judy Heumann.
Yes.
Yeah, I believe I could swear I knew her. I don't know if I met her, but I know who she is. I could swear that she would not have liked death of Milton.
No. Mm-mm.
You know. She would have been outraged. Anyway, you got some info about her?
Yes, I do. Just a small.
You want to read it? Can you see it?
Well, kind of small.
We'll
see how far I get. That's a New York Times little spiel. It says, 4 hours ago, Judy Heumann, who spent decades attacking a political establishment indifferent to the rights of disabled people, and she was 75.
Young.
Yeah.
Is that all?
There's more things, separate little things here. It just says Judith Ellen Heumann, they sent her first and last name and her middle name, was an American disability rights activist. She was recognized internationally as a leader in the disabled community. Heumann was a lifelong civil rights advocate for people with disabilities, and it says the mother of the ADA.
Hmm.
Mm.
That's the whole thing?
Yeah. Well, there's more. There are more little spits of things that they say, but that's
it. It doesn't name any people that she knew or worked with?
No. The only thing is that they said that she was she's the mother of the ADA in getting it started. But I think they had to sacrifice a lot, you know, just to get it in, let's put it that way.
Well,
American with Disabilities Act.
The ADA is not strong enough.
No, it isn't.
We need a powerful law. We need to amend that ADA.
Right. Big time.
You know, and make it. Now, first of all, I believe very strongly that the ADA, Americans with Disability Act, should protect people from going into nursing homes. You know, because that's federal money.
Yep.
That is putting you in there and keeping you in there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, how could you not have a court hearing over that through the ADA?
You can't.
Federal money. See, they left us out.
Yeah, they keep leaving us out.
They left us out, you know. And these politicians that get up and talk, it doesn't mean a damn thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know? I mean, it's so bad that today I was walking down the street, right, where I live. I got to walk on the sidewalk, but it's right next to the highway. And the bus passes.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Now, I don't know where the bus stop is all along this highway.
No.
I only know where the bus stop is when I walk a mile into town because there's a bus shelter there.
Yeah.
But I can't read what bus stops there.
No.
You know, I mean, what the hell good is the ADA if you can't even find a damn ass bus stop when you're blind or disabled?
That's not good.
It makes you feel that it's not doing anything.
That's right.
I mean, every damn bus sign should be accessible.
Yeah.
You know, so you can read it.
Yes.
You want to take a bus, you can't find the bus. And the bus, it used to be out here. See, you know, another thing that's going on, they change things for the worse. It used to be out here in Suffolk County that the bus would stop in every bus stop and open the door and see if anybody. They don't do that no more.
No, they don't. Mm-mm.
They changed it. They just keep going. They don't see people waiting. And how the hell do you know where to wait when you're blind and you can't read the sign? The sign is like 10 feet in the air.
It sure is. And there's nothing on it that's big letters. It's just normal print. One area is big letters where you see the bus number when you see it, when I was able to see it, let's put it that way. And then the rest
is
kind of small.
I mean, where is the ADA?
It's not there for that.
Yeah. We fought and we won in Lancaster, Pennsylvania.
Mm-hmm.
And they had to put the bus signs up. Braille and capital print. And as far as I know, they're still up there. I'll verify that spring when I go to Lancaster. But last time I was there, they were still up there.
Yeah.
You know? But that wasn't because of the law.
Uh-uh.
That was because the Red Rose Bus Company was friendly to the disabled.
That's right.
Now, that's nice. But we need more than that.
We need it all over the nation. That's the difference.
Because what do you do when the next person says, I don't, they say, let them get somebody to take them. You see?
Yeah.
That's what happens. But there's no law to stop them or to impose a penalty on them.
Yeah.
I mean, it's incredible. Now, another thing, and I have to talk to my lawyer about this because this is really, we had a big case in New York City. They wouldn't let me on the accessory ride with my guide dog, right? My partner in that case, Allie, who's helping me write my book, thank you, Allie.
That's awesome. Thank you, Allie.
Told me just yesterday that they still have not implemented the new rule, okay? They're supposed to ask you, do you have a service dog? So if that's to protect you. If the vehicle arrives, you know, and the driver doesn't know you're picking up a service dog, and they have to pick up other people, there wouldn't be enough room. You know, they're supposed to ask you. And she said they're not asking you.
No.
They're violating the damn law. And you know what my response was? Where's the enforcement?
That's right.
This agreement had to go to court. Is the court enforcing it?
No.
Nothing is being done.
Yeah.
You know, now, you know, we're probably going to have to go back to court. Or maybe they have a certain amount of days to do it, which to me is ridiculous.
Yeah.
You know, 90 days and all that crap. We're probably going to have to go back to court and file, and it's going to be another year. Who knows how long?
Yeah.
There's no enforcement of this ADA. I'm not saying it's a bad law, but there's no enforcement. It has to be made so that it can be enforced, so that people know that it's enforced.
That's
you know, that there's penalty when they violate somebody's life. I mean, that's violating somebody's life. That's what happened to me. They showed up in New York City with the accessory ride, and the guy wouldn't take me because of my dog.
Okay.
See?
Yeah. It's crazy.
So there's your ADA, folks. It's no power. It's no power behind it. And it's even worse
in the inclement
weather, trying to find a bus when a bus stop when you can't, when there's nothing there for you. It's horrible, man.
It is.
You know, and then the bus goes right past you. How many times, and I'm sure this has happened to other people, how many times have I stood in the wrong place thinking it was a bus stop? People told me it was a bus stop, and the damn bus goes right past you.
Yeah.
You know, and the guy's going, well, he wasn't in the bus stop. I'll tell you, we who are disabled, I believe today, are the people who are suffering the most. In this country. I'm not saying in other countries people don't, but I'm talking about in a country where it shouldn't be.
Mm-hmm.
It shouldn't be. We should be setting the example for all these countries to follow.
Yeah, we should.
Yeah. And we're far from it. We passed a law that doesn't mean a damn thing.
That's true.
You know?
Very much so. It has restrictions in a sense that it's built in to make you fail, I feel, you know, in the ADA. You know, if you're trying your hardest to get around and do things and see things, but it's not happening. Nothing, you know, it's there, the law,
no.
But it's not being utilized and it's not enforced.
Now, the politicians will talk about Judy, you know, oh, it's a great loss, and by the way, condolences to all her family and those that she has left behind. But you see, the difference between inner sight and the politician is a big one. We don't just talk.
We do.
We've come up with the solution to a lot of these things. A solution that would lower the cost for the government too.
Wow.
And they're not doing it. They don't give one damn. Politicians are only good for talking. Unless there's big money in it and they you know they are getting part of it or being or benefiting from it in some way. So there you have. I think Judy Heumann was in a wheelchair.
Yes, she is.
They show her in a wheelchair?
Yes, they do. A power chair.
As I remember, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, in a sight.
God rest
and
her soul. Sorry.
We'll go to the phone, but first, brought to you by Shelby's Kitchen and my buddy Tom and Michelle, my dear sister friend. My adopted sister, Michelle Krupa.
Yeah.
All right, Shelby's Kitchen, 631-286-0444, Bellport, New York. And we thank them for caring enough,
mm-hmm.
caring enough to want a day for Milton. You know, a lot of people would have walked away from this, you know, and said, "Oh, you know, what are you going to do? You know, I don't want to fight the school." You know, Michelle hasn't done that.
No.
She's a brave woman.
Yes.
I'll tell you something. I'm proud to have her as part of Inner Sight. And Milton, too.
Mm-hmm.
All right. May 19th, that is a day for Milton. 14 Station Road, Bellport, New York, from 11 to 2. I want to thank Mr. Brian Baker for donating that hall. I want to thank Ira Tucker for creating the idea of a day for Milton.
Yes, it's a great idea.
Greatly appreciate that.
Yes.
All right, you want to stay in shape and have fun? Call my buddy Devin. Third Eye Insight. And he'll show you how to defend yourself. 631-445-3464. Third Eye Insight. Now, don't forget this Wednesday, Manhattan Neighborhood Network, the show we did, The Murder of a Guide Dog, Wednesday night at 11, and it's in Manhattan, 1997, Verizon Files 35 and RCN 84, and you can also get that on ManhattanNeighborhoodNetwork.org, channel 3 on the Spirit Channel, MNN, and you go to Channel 3 on the Spirit Channel, 11
mm-hmm.
o'clock Wednesday night. And I want to thank them for continuing the show,
mm-hmm.
the program. You know, they have extended themselves because of the death of Milton.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I greatly appreciate that. I left a message today with the program director.
That's
that by the 21st, we'll have a new show.
Yes, we will.
Asking them to please run it for 2 more weeks.
Oh, good.
All right, Inner Sight. Nobody stopped on Long Island, 631-484-3085. My buddy Gary and dog food, cat food, medical when they can do it for the animals. 631-484-3085. Want to thank Silo, Suffolk Independent Living Organization. You go on their website under events, you'll see the interview, where you can see the interview that I did with Tom Krupa. You see the times and the dates and the day for Milton. Thank you so much, Silo. 631-880-7929. Suffolk Independent Living Organization. Now that's what you call an independent living operation that you can be proud of, coming out in favor of a day for Milton. All right, Inner Sight, all the beautiful children of the world, Corey Foster, Avanti Oquindo, Baby Royalty, Little Tommy, Ollie Campbell, all the youngsters who have perished at the hands of evildoers.
Mm-hmm.
And that's we mean that around the world, too.
Mm-hmm.
Go an extra mile for a child. Inner sight reminds you. All right, let's see. We're brought to you by Kennedy Realty, 631-888-1186. Ice Lip Cleaners, my buddies over there, Danny. And thank him for his contribution. Anyone who has helped Inner Sight, all our volunteers. John is a volunteer of Inner Sight. He's made more than one donation to Inner Sight.
That's
Olga Murray,
really good.
Who will
be
one of our speakers.
Oh, good.
We thank Angela from the Able News, who I spoke with the other day. And we're hoping to have Milton on the front page of the Able News.
That's going to be interesting. After that gets up there, that's going to be so interesting. You know?
Well, I want the people who to have rights to remain at the school. The people who don't can go.
That's right.
That's how it should be.
Yeah.
In fact, that's what we should call for at some point.
Yeah.
I'm going to talk to Ira about that.
Yeah.
You know, we should demand that people who are not coming forward and telling the truth of what happened to Milton, why it happened, should not be employed at these guide dog schools. And people who should be, they should be replaced with people who want us to have rights, who are pursuing the legislators and say, look, we gotta be licensed, we gotta have a law. You know, let's sit down with the disabled community and work it out. That's what should be happening. All right, Inner Sight, what Able News. You got the Able News?
Yeah, hang on. Let me get to it.
Yeah, Inner Sight.
I was looking more about that woman. Maybe I could give you more information.
Amanda Glad and Able News.
Here it comes.
On Inner Sight.
All right.
Able is the newspaper for, by, and about the disabled. It has served the disabled community with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including accounts of events, columns written by various experts, and a variety of informative articles in a large type format. The input of the disabled person is a priority. Able also has a personals page that boasts two marriages, a classified section to buy and sell items, and various informative ads by different vendors. Able is now online. Visit ablenews.com and sign up for your free subscription.
All right. I want to thank James Bahamundi, civil rights lawyer, 516-783-9662. If you have any issues that you feel you've been discriminated against, give Jim a call and he'll let you know. All right. We have any callers?
Yes, we have a lot.
There's one. Number here. Let me give the number first. 213-816-1650 on the Matter Glad Monday on Inner Sight. By the way, we're number 3 in the world.
Yes, we are.
Listen to. If you go on, what's that?
Feed. Yep.
Feed Spot?
Yep, that's it.
Feed Spot. You'll encounter Inner Sight. Number 3. All right, let's take a phone call.
We have one that I don't recognize, so everybody keep it clean, and we see you.
Well,
all you have
take
to do
that
is
one
press
first.
That's what we're going to do. Okay, here it goes.
Hello, you're live on Inner Sight.
Hello?
Hi.
Yes.
I don't know if I'll have this in New York, but like in Texas, I called this. I think it's like Texas Rights for the Disabled, because I have a dispute with this. Actually, it's a company out of New York called I Can Connect. I don't know if y'all are familiar with it.
I am.
It's a Yeah, and my problem is I called the lady up there because they used to have, before the pandemic, they had, like, offices all over the country, but now I guess they just have in New York. And I called and talked to the lady, and they will not help a blind person fill out the application. So I called the Texas Right people down here and left them a message, and they're supposed to call me back in 3 days because I'm telling these people, if you want people to join your program, why don't you help them to fill out the application so they can join it? It sounds like they don't want people to join it.
Oh, are you blind?
Huh?
Are you blind?
Yes, sir.
Oh, yeah. So am I, by the way.
Yeah, and I think that, and that's why, so I called, so hopefully this will, I don't know if you have something similar in New York where you can call and they advocate or help you if you have, like, a problem with someone, a company won't, like, help you with an application or something like that, which I don't see how they're going to get people not to join if you're blind and they can't help you.
If you don't get anywhere with the human rights, which you should, you know,
yeah,
call us, and I'll call them down out there in Texas.
Yeah, and I didn't even went above the
and
head.
And
I'll
tell them
the,
it's going to be all over the radio if they don't help you.
Yeah, and I called her supervisor. I think she wherever 6-1 is, I think it's in Boston or somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
And I talked to her, and she was the same. And she was the same way. So I left the
what
message.
What were you trying
so
to get? I'm sorry to interrupt. What were you trying to get from them? Because I got some things that I wasn't too keen about. They were able to swap it out. So I'm just curious. What were you trying to get from them?
I was trying to get a program because they help you, like, get a computer. They help you, like, if you have an iPhone, they'll teach you how to use a computer or iPhone. But these people, how are you supposed to get on the program and they don't want to help you? And it's supposed to be, they're supposed to accommodate you under the law because it's not with the ADA. It's all these laws they pass. They don't enforce it. It's just a piece of paper. They don't enforce nothing.
That's right.
Well,
which
there's no enforcement.
If I had the same thing in New York, I would go that route if I had, like, an advocacy disabled rights group like we do down here in Texas. I don't know what they have
it's
up there.
It's part of Helen Keller, I believe, and that's, you know, I have one laptop that they gave me and an iPad. That's what I got.
Yeah, so.
Yeah.
Well, if
but
you
had
so,
to
you,
set it up.
When we're, tomorrow, you know, the next day, whatever you want, whatever day you want, if you still need that help, call us and we'll contact them. Give me the number and I'll call them.
Okay. So do I call? What number do I call? Is there a different number?
631.
Mm-hmm.
Can you take it down?
Yeah. 631.
Mm-hmm. 224. Mm-hmm. 3090. That's the Inner Sight office number. 24/7.
Okay.
I'll get the message and I'll.
Yeah, because it's ridiculous. These people are supposed to help disabled people, but yet they won't help you fill out a freaking application.
That's horrible. That's why people mistreat us, because the agencies mistreat us.
That's right.
Am I still on?
Yeah.
Still
on.
Okay, I have another thing. Get this. This is another dumb thing. I'm trying to get on housing in Texas. I called the city of Victoria down here. I talked to the lady. She said, okay, you can come down here. And I asked her, it's going to cost me, you want me to come down 2 hours, 3 hours away from you and spend a ton of money on gas to get an application? And I asked her nicely, why can't you, I'll give you the address, why can't you put in an envelope with a 50-cent stamp on there, 60-cent stamp, and mail it to me? Oh, we can't do that. It's like, these people are being lazy.
Yeah.
Like, I ain't gonna waste a ton of money and gas to go down there. Why can't you just get in your car and put the envelope in the mailbox and mail it?
Yeah.
That makes sense.
It should.
Makes a lot of sense.
Again, there's no enforcement.
That's right.
Yeah, and they don't even have a website.
You know, who do you
we
call to enforce that?
They have a website, but they have a website we can go online and send it to them. You have to go down there. They can't mail it to you. I don't know. You have to be kidding me.
Well, see what the human rights people do. They should straighten that out.
But I can tell people, common sense has left people, because all she had to do was say, okay, give me your address. I'll put a stamp on this and mail it to you. But no, everybody wants to do everything the hard way. That's why the country's so happy, because everybody does the hard way. Now they don't do the easy common sense way anymore.
No.
You're right. I agree
with
you.
You're right about that.
I agree with you.
Yep.
I'm sorry you're experiencing it. You know, I had a good experience, but some of the things were off, so all I had to do is call them back again. I have one call into them now because I'm getting, I had a virus on the computer, and I didn't have a good antivirus software. Still gave me the same antivirus software, and all of the adaptive stuff are not working. So I have to give them a call and say, reload this, because I can't take this anymore. And I'm going to buy my own self, you know, of antivirus software.
Right. Listen, you have our number? You took it down?
Yeah, I have the number you gave me, sir.
Okay.
All right.
We'll talk
we
to
have
you
to
soon.
Take another call, but let me know what happened. Call me.
Okay.
Yep.
Inner sight.
Inner sight.
And we'll do whatever we can.
Mm.
All right?
All right.
Thank you. All right, inner sight, 213-816-1650, mad or glad Monday. Now, there's a definite mad, you know, that they won't accommodate the guy, you know?
No.
I mean, they get enough money.
They sure do.
Because of the gentleman, people like, you know, our caller. I didn't get his name, sorry.
Oh, you want to get back to him a second?
No. They get enough money because of us, the blind.
That's right.
What's the big deal to accommodate somebody? You know?
Mm-hmm.
Well, we'll handle it.
Yeah, we will.
We'll call them. Inner sight. All right, let's take another phone call.
We have Anthony and Lorraine.
All right.
I'm going to put Anthony through.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
Inner sight live. Hello.
Hi, Frank. Hi, Suzanne. How are you?
Hello, how are you?
Good.
So you forgot to mention the lady that has the housekeeping service. Can't think of the name. The lady that has the housekeeping service that you mentioned the other day on the show, remember? The new advertiser.
Housekeeping service?
Yes, the lady that had the homemaking and housekeeping service. She has home health aides, and she has housekeeping. I forgot the name of it. It slips my mind at this moment. But
I don't remember anything like that, but... You could talk about it if you want. Remind us.
I don't have the name of it. It was it was in my local Canarsie Courier, and I know her service exists, and she was nice, and I spoke to her, and you know it was there, so I figured I'd call her and tell her that it's a good idea to advertise it and where to advertise it and. You know, how to try to, you know, generate more clients and business and things like that. Because
Where is she located?
I believe she is in Brooklyn, but she travels all the way to Long Island with no problem.
You
have to pay privately, but, they escort you to doctors, and they can do housekeeping service, you know, only if you need. And they also, you know, will stay with you overnight if you need care or just, you know, don't want to be alone and or sick. You know, whatever your situation might be.
We'll try to find out. We'll put her on the show.
Yeah.
I had her call you. I don't have her number, offhand. I don't have the Canarsie Courier that it was in. I threw it away. You know, only run it for a couple of weeks at a time, and you have to pay so much money, and if you don't, then they'll take you out. But, what was I going to say? You know, I guess
that's
about it.
Well, maybe I'll hear from her.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. She was supposed to call you, you know, just basically to talk about her services because I figured, you know, this show is you know, tailored to the, you know, disabled community, so I figured they would benefit from it, you know.
Yeah. Equally.
Be helpful, yeah. But what else was I going to tell you about? I'm trying to think of some other mad or glads. Think of any at the time. I do have one glad. Kathy Hochul is going to be having people held in jail until their court date. You know, if they are accused of committing a crime and there's enough evidence, you won't get out. So they're going to, you know, hold you until it's called pretrial holding or something like that. And,
yeah,
you know, I'm really glad about that. And support the Republican candidate who's running for governor, I mean, not for governor, for mayor in Chicago, against the Democrat, because I believe that he's the one that, you know, will, you know, fight against crime harder than the other one would. And he's not, you know, racial or prejudiced, and I completely support him. And I hope he wins. I don't know why his name is escaping me at the moment. What else? What else? Where is there another mad or glad? What else
right.
to be glad
in
about? I'm glad about what, you know, Joe Biden has done for this country lately, and I was very disappointed in myself for voting for him because I didn't think that, you know, anything he was doing was accomplishing anything or that he was doing anything at all. And I think we've come a long way, and I'm glad that he, you know, got Eli Lilly to lower the prescription prices, the, you know, prices for the diabetic shots and all that stuff.
Yeah.
So, you know, I mean, I don't know if he'll really run again. I have my doubts about that because he'll be, what, 90 by time, you know, he leaves office. So, I mean, who knows if he'll even live that long. We could always pray, but, you know, if he really has memory issues, then I don't think that he should run again. But I have my doubts. I mean, they've talked about that many times, but you really think that he would still be in office because they say that, you know, Kamala Harris is not really running things and she doesn't really do much and he's in charge of everything. And they say that he takes a lot of vacations and a lot of breaks, but, you know, it's a lot of responsibility and he's old. So give the guy a break and be understanding and, you know, be compassionate and, maybe next time, you know, we'll have a chance to vote someone in who's younger, you know, but I think he's doing the best he can, and I think he deserves credit for that. And
all right.
That's about it. And I wish you guys a good night, and you all take care.
You too.
Have a good one.
Thank you, Anthony.
You're welcome. Good night. Bye-bye.
All right.
Lorraine, who's next?
I want to add one thing to... you know, these politicians are trying to lower the, a lot of people take the drugs, lower the cost. A lot of people have diabetes, you know. But, you know, one thing that they should do in addition, you know, they should open the door for other types of healing if people want it. You know, if people haven't gotten anywhere, let's say, the people that are going to want it are the people who haven't gotten anywhere and have been taking these drugs for years and years and years, and now the side effects set in and they've got other conditions and the diabetes and all that, you know. They ought to allow people to have a freedom of choice to go to other types of doctors, you know, holistic Chinese traditional healing and all kinds of things that have worked for thousands of people down through the years. That's the only thing that I don't like. It's all very conventional, and I mean, for millions of people, it's going to keep the same thing going, you know, and they're going to keep taking these drugs. And a lot of these drugs are dangerous.
Really?
They really are. A friend of mine told me a doctor gave him a drug for his blood pressure, and he refuses to go back to that doctor because he read on the bottle, could cause death and a stroke.
Jesus, you know? That's crazy.
I don't blame him. Who the hell would want to go to a doctor like that? Gives you a medicine and...
You know? I know.
I wouldn't.
I know too well. I wouldn't want to go back to a doctor who gave me a medicine that would cause death or harm.
Hell
like
no.
That.
You go to somebody better, somebody who says, you know, oh, don't take this, I'll get you something else at least, you know what I mean? Anyway, is Lorraine still on the line?
Yes, she is. Here
oh,
she
let's
comes.
Get Lorraine on Inner Sight. We have any other callers?
Thank you.
No, we're good. Hey, Lorraine.
Hello, how are you? Okay. Melvin, what was that doctor who was the herbalist who died?
Was
it the Sabi? Oh, Dr. Sabi, yeah. That was the name of the doctor. The herbalist, Dr. Sabi. He had a herbal cure for a lot of things that he was treating people for. And a lot of the people who he was, you know, they were seeing him, they got well from a lot of things.
Yeah.
Dr. Sabi. Yeah, he was online. I don't know if he's still up there now. You know, a lot of his
I've heard of Dr. Sabi.
Yeah, very good.
How
do
you spell that?
Huh? Because we listened to him, to his father have a book on Dr. Sabi.
Sabi,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, natural healing, you know, doctor, believe in a lot of different herbs that a lot of places, like in the jungle and the Caribbean places, have natural resources, and they take some of those. The older person, the seniors who lived in those countries, like Puerto Rico, Guatemala, Dominican Republic, they have a lot of natural resources on the islands they can use, and they work. They really, really work.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, that goes back thousands of years, you know. The Indians were very into that.
Yep, and even the persons, when I was living in South Carolina when I was a little kid, my grandma and grandpa used to they made home remedies.
Yep.
For colds and everything they had for it, and they all worked. Mm-hmm.
Sure.
Yeah.
It comes
from
plants.
I believe in that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's great stuff, man.
Yeah, different plants and different herbs and everything.
Has anybody heard of coffee grinds that will heal, like, say, a cut? You actually, you know, almost cut your fingertip off. My father said to me, you know, I'm not going to the hospital for you to get two stitches. He put the coffee grinds on my finger and wrapped it really tight for it to stop bleeding. That sucker stopped bleeding.
And natural aloe vera is good for that, too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
aloe vera plant,
good for your skin.
Yeah.
You know, my dog had a rash on her skin. It wouldn't go away. I put the aloe vera.
She probably licked you all up on
skin. And it worked.
Yeah.
All natural aloe vera. And then, you know, another thing that works, too, when you have a burn, toothpaste, regular toothpaste, you put it on it, and it'll calm it down. Yes, that'll calm it down. I learned that from my mother-in-law.
Mm-hmm. Oh, really?
Yep.
That's awesome.
I don't know what it does, but it just calms the burn down.
Coconut oil is very soothing, too.
Yes,
it
is. Mm-hmm.
I used coconut oil just recently for my scalp. I must have, in the middle of my lovely dreams, scratched my head like crazy, and basically I needed it, you know.
You can use coconut oil when you're taking a bath.
Yeah.
You could use coconut water when your skin is damp when you come out of the shower. Just pat and dry. You don't rub. You know, like when you're normally drying yourself off, you just pat it. And you take the coconut oil and just rub it to damp skin. That's it. And then you can go on and put your other moisturizer on.
Well, if you brush your teeth with coconut oil, it kills all the bacteria in your mouth.
Yes, it does.
I have a dentist who I went to, you know, nice guy, friend of mine, and I was telling him that I use coconut oil to brush my teeth. He says, "Oh, my wife does that."
No,
so he knows about it. You know?
One guy told me, "Honey, I had like start of what is it, cellulitis. It always comes because you just weak for it after you get it the first time." Well, anyway, I took the honey to calm down the redness, that the infection in the skin, and it worked.
It does
plain
work.
Honey.
Honey's a natural antibiotic.
Very, yeah, it is.
You get the raw honey. That's the best.
That's what I had. Yeah, the raw honey, local raw honey, I used.
That's all we use is raw honey. And another thing that works for allergies, too, you know, the coffee that you drink, black coffee, straight black coffee, put a little sugar, whatever. You can drink that, a little bit of it, and that helps with allergies, too.
Oh, nice.
Oh, wild oil of oregano is great for allergies.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
A couple of drops.
Oh, you used it recently?
In the water.
Oh, yeah.
And celery seed is
good
for
very good
to
open up your passages and breathe it in, you know. Great stuff.
Yeah.
All right, Inner Sight, Man of Glad, Monday, 213-816-1650 if you want to call in, talk about anything you're mad about or glad about. Do we have another caller?
No, we were good with that. Let me just check one more time.
Somebody called in on the Inner Sight Live, and I'll check it later. All right. Let's see. Tomorrow night's open mic, you know, where you can create your own subject. Wednesday, our nursing home show. Now, we're going to look at a very important point on Wednesday.
Yes.
About the money that isn't used when a disabled person goes from their home into the nursing home. Why doesn't the money go with them so they can have the aid in the nursing home?
Yes.
Yes, it's true.
Okay. We're going to examine that and pull it apart and, you know, because that money is still there.
That's right.
Even though the person doesn't have the home health aid, the agency is still there. Everybody gets paid. The money's still there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So that's Wednesday's show. Thursday, we have a subject that relates to Milton, but it's a little different. The service dog schools are very unfair to disabled children.
That's true.
And we're going to talk about that. Friday's the funnies. You know, come around and have a good time. Friday, we'll come up with some wacky stuff. I don't know. Anybody got any ideas? Send me an email.
That's
it. Inner Sight.
Send
at
that. Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
Inner Sight at pmpmail.com.
No, it's not.
Right. And what were you saying?
No, I was just saying that I'll find some episode of, you know, something that will keep us laughing and maybe some jokes.
I'd like to get the old Amos and Andy, the real one.
I know. Remember we looked and we couldn't find the one that you wanted, but
yeah.
Part of it. Yeah.
You know, that's a mad for me. Now, I'm a white guy, but that's a mad for me that they picked white people to play Amos and Andy. Amos and Andy were black.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I didn't like that.
I didn't like it either. We were looking for like a long time. They didn't have much.
I mean,
of
what's
that.
The matter?
They
couldn't find some good black actors to play them, you know.
Yeah.
But anyway, that's another story.
Yeah, they seem to do that all the time.
Yeah. I know.
All right, Inner Sight. We had a while back. I don't forget what was in the. In the 70s or 60s, there was a big thing made out of that they were putting sighted people in the roles of blind people in movies.
Yeah, I know that.
And the NFB made a big deal out of it. And, you know, we did, of course, when I worked for Choose.
The Opera? Oh, okay.
Back there in the early 70s, late 60s, and you know, they were taking away the jobs.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there were several blind actors, you know, and they weren't casting them.
That's all.
They were taking using sighted people for the role.
That's
a role
good.
Of a blind person, you know.
Yeah.
So people didn't like that, and we made some progress and changes, and they hired a couple of blind actors, as I recall. You know.
That's
all right, good. Inner Sight, 213-816-1650. If you want to call in, if you'd like to be a guest on the show, just drop us a line or, you know, an email or call the Inner Sight number, 631-224-3090. And we'd like to know what you're all about, what you want to talk about. We get emails from people who want to be on the show. I answer them.
Mm-hmm.
But unfortunately, they can't open my email. Well,
yeah.
Don't blame me for that. I didn't make it that way.
No.
I'm only on there trying to answer you.
Well, if you have logos and URLs, it does not, you know, the URL that goes, you know, a web address and stuff like that, Frank, it sort of makes it harder for people, you know, to, who are disabled and using the service that you're using to open it, you know?
Yeah, you know, there's a lot that has to be corrected, you know. But you see, here again, there's no enforcement.
That's right.
So they get away with it,
mm-hmm.
you know? A company should not be allowed to set up an email that
mm-hmm.
someone has to pay for and people can't read it.
That's right.
You know, I get emails all the time with that RLL. What'd you say it was?
Oh, it's URL. With all
URL,
the letters
yeah.
and numbers. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's really annoying.
You know, if you can't, it says if you can't read this email, click here. Well, where do I click?
Yeah, exactly.
There's no place to click.
Yeah.
I'm on a phone.
Exactly.
I mean, we're not acknowledged, you know.
Mm-hmm.
The government should check these things and make sure, but how can they do it if there's no enforcement?
That's right.
Yeah? They should have somebody checking this stuff.
They should be, yes.
And fix it.
Yeah.
They get enough damn money from us because of us.
That's true.
They don't do a damn thing.
Yeah.
So, there's the answer, folks. The politicians don't want the answer.
No, they don't.
All right, Inner Sight. Oh, Lorraine, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Why don't we give Johnny a nice plug, since he introduced us and brought us together, and you know, you want to give out Johnny's line?
Yes, I can. It's called the Fun House, and that number is 712-432-4842.
Okay.
All right.
Jersey?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
712-432-4842.
Go ahead.
4842.
Yes.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the Funhouse line, you know, if you want to call over there and they got different rooms. Johnny is the director of that. Nice guy.
Oh, nice.
And, you know, you can go in there and go in the chat room and talk and
mm-hmm.
whatever.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Get to know people that way and see, you know, what you're doing. If there is, like, a disability line, that'd be quite interesting.
They have a bulletin board.
Mm-hmm.
And Johnny has been very good about letting us advertise in a site, so we appreciate
that.
Oh,
yeah.
Very
nice. Yeah.
You know, and about a day from Milton.
Definitely.
So I want to thank him and let people know.
Yeah. No, it's great.
All right. Anybody
yeah.
looking for a chat line to go on, hang out a little bit? There it is.
Okay.
712-432-4842.
There you go.
And it's free. There's no charge for that.
Which is great.
Yeah. All right, Inner Sight. Don't forget, tomorrow night is open mic, where you can talk about whatever you want right here.
Mm-hmm.
And again, sorry to hear about Judy Heumann.
Oh, how'd that get on there? Ooh.
You know.
Sorry about
and
that.
The philosophers.
Agreed.
Sorry to hear about her too, I guess.
Yeah, exactly.
The disabled-friendly philosopher.
That's right. Will make an appearance Friday.
Now, I know for a fact that Howie the Harp, my good friend, was very good friends with Judy Heumann.
Mm.
You know, I know that for
That's
a fact.
Great.
And they did some work together. They appeared on television together, radio.
That's nice.
And she was very much set against... Her and Howie very much set against this shock treatment.
Oh, that's horrible.
For people in who have psychiatric problems, you know. So they talked about it and brought in doctors who didn't agree with it. And...
Oh, good.
Oh, yeah, we had a couple of them.
Yeah.
Charlie Rosenblum was one.
Oh, wow.
I Charlie
really didn't
still
like
alive.
It.
Yeah. He's got to be at least 90 now if he's alive.
Wow.
John Cleaver was another one.
Wow.
I don't know if he's still with us.
Yeah, I don't know.
But anyway, that was my recollection of Judy and Howie.
Oh, wow.
And goes all the way back to the late 60s, early 70s, and on.
Mm-hmm.
So she'll be missed.
Yes, she will.
And I wish the politicians, in honor of her, if they really want to do something. Now, Judy didn't believe in nursing homes, I'll tell you that.
I'll tell you a lot of people who don't.
If they want to do something in honor of Judy, let them turn these nursing homes into accessible housing. I dare them to do it.
I dare double dare them. How's that?
Double dare.
Double dare.
They're going to talk about Judy and the mother of the ADA and all that. Well, get this ADA amended.
That's right.
So that people don't have to go to nursing homes.
That's
and
right.
So that the money is spent in their own home to keep them there safe.
That's right.
That's what they should do in honor of Judy Heumann.
That's right.
You know, just send out a tweet about that, too.
Yeah, we'll do that if you want.
Yeah, I want to send out a tweet about that tomorrow.
Okay.
All right, thank you so much for listening. Inner Sight, be with you tomorrow night on the open mic. I want to thank all our callers. The gentleman from Texas, don't forget, Inner Sight, 631-224-3090. If you need our help, let me know. Let us know, and we'll deal with it. Thank you, Lorraine.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
Thank
Inner
welcome.
Sight, Special Projects Coordinator.
Wow, doesn't that sound so official?
I love the way that sounds. It sounds me so, too. So official. That's why.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Be with you tomorrow night. Thank you, Anthony, all our callers. Goodbye, world. Inner Sight. Thank you. Inner Sight. Good night, everybody.
Good
Thank
night,
you.
Everybody.
Good night, and enjoy
night.
The night. All right.
You too. Bye-bye. Okay.